T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. And you know, if you want to listen to us anywhere you be, just go to Radio.com. It's, of course, available on your computer stuff. And if you have a smartphone, get the app, Radio.com. And ask your Xfinity TV, yeah, just speak into the controller and say radio.com.
Radio.com.
And go get KISW. And, of course, you have a smart speaker, just tell it to play KISW. So many ways to take us where you're going or to keep us where you're living. Radio.com.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name.
B-Mix.
Don't be a loser.
Turn down the Thursday.
Search out for what?
That's right, baby. Friday Junior.
Yeah, it's the one good tea day of the week. Because Tuesday sucks, but Thursday's cool.
I thought Tuesdays were full of tacos. I thought you loved Tuesdays for that.
No, I've already said that Tuesdays are the black hole of suck.
Oh, okay.
It's the worst day of the week.
I thought you said you were. I'm sorry. I just confused that whole
thing. Wow.
Yeah,
I'm wow. Sorry. Shots fired over there, buddy.
I just thought you were.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Johnny in Arlington. Johnny, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. What's he playing for today?
A prize to be named later.
All right, Steve. Get out of here.
Get out. Yeah, I will.
For those playing at home, Johnny will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Johnny, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
A classic line from which 1972 film is, "I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse"?
Godfather.
Yes. What color is the font on the Burger King logo?
Red.
Yes. The first Super Bowl was in which decade?
60s.
Yes. What is the first full name of cartoon character Bart Simpson?
Bartholomew.
Yes. In which year of the mid-2010s did Pope Francis visit the United States?
2014, 15, 16.
15, yes. Who played the Keymaster in the 80s movie Ghostbusters?
Rick Moranis.
Yes. In which country are the cities of Edinburgh and Glasgow located?
Scotland.
Yes. The core of the earth is mainly composed of nickel and what other ore?
Carbon.
No.
What is it, buddy? iron.
Yes. Quadriceps are muscles located where on the body?
Thighs.
Yes. In Monopoly, what is the accompanying property to Boardwalk?
Park Place.
Yes, and Johnny gets a perfect 10.
Oh, yeah.
Little help from someone in the background there, but you know what?
Who did that,
works.
Vicky?
No.
No, he was talking to someone. Didn't you hear him?
Oh, he was like, hey, I thought you meant somebody that? Here. Oh, well.
I got my 10-year-old backing me up over here, man.
Nice. Awesome. Yes, we'll have to see if Steve's smarter than a fifth grader or not.
Yeah, oh, he's not smarter than that. He's not.
I never did go, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
That's where I get most of my questions, so this works out.
Oh, boy.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
A classic line from the 1972 film is, I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Yes.
From which one?
Godfather.
Yes.
That's right.
What color is the font in the Burger King logo?
It's red.
Yes. The first Super Bowl was in which decade?
The 60s.
Yes. What is the first full name of cartoon character Bart Simpson?
Bartley.
No.
Bartholomew.
Yes. In which year of the mid-2010s did Pope Francis visit the United States?
2016.
No.
What was the question again?
Which year of the mid-2010s did Pope Francis
2015.
Visit? Yes. Who played the Keymaster in the 80s movie Ghostbusters?
Rick Moranis.
Yes. In which country are the cities of Edinburgh and Glasgow
Scotland.
Located? Yes.
Aye.
The core of the earth is mainly composed of nickel and what other ore?
Water?
No.
Dirt?
No.
Iron?
Yes.
Whatever.
Quadriceps are muscles located where on the body?
The legs.
Yes.
Ha ha.
In Monopoly, what is the accompanying property to Boardwalk?
Park Place.
Yes. And Steve, you get a perfect 10.
Hell yeah.
But you tie.
Wow, you were really pretty
you were fast on that one.
Fast on the button.
I was excited.
Yeah. You were excited.
I needed a win today, man.
Yeah, well, you got a win. A premature tie right there, buddy.
Yeah.
You looked at Rev like if you were going to jump over and punch him.
Yeah. I was like, why is he telling me not to play it?
Yeah, you don't get the win. Congratulations,
Johnny.
Usually you
pause.
Dude, I just wanted the pick-me-up. I just needed it.
You got that perfect 10, but unfortunately, so did Johnny.
It's not unfortunately. Johnny's the man, and he won.
Well,
right, Johnny?
Johnny?
Hang on the line. I'll tell you what you got to get. No prize for you. No, don't.
No, you can't do that anymore. You got to stop playing that one, man.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It's the remix version.
Oh, is that what's going to happen?
Remix.
Yeah.
DJ Khaled.
All right, hold on. Then I get this.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, geez.
Radio.
Well, yes. Congratulations to Johnny and Steve for getting a perfect 10. Apparently, those were easy questions.
They were really easy.
Yeah, they were super easy.
The dirt one almost got me.
Yeah, I figured you would not get that, especially when your first answer to that was water and then dirt.
Yeah.
And then you said iron.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, good job. Because water is a great ore.
I had to work it out.
Yeah, you did. And I mean, you needed ore to actually travel to the water, though. So I guess we was going with that.
Oh, because O-A-R.
Yeah, exactly. O-R-N. I see what he was doing. You know, if you tie or beat Steve, that's how you win the prize. Doesn't matter. Even if he gets a perfect 10, you get one, you get the prize. Just like that on Beat Migs. I don't know if you've seen this. There's a real cool TED Talk. It's a parody, actually, from The Onion. And it's a millennial talking about the tough job market. And then he unveils his secret to success.
We've all heard it. Times are tough. I can't get a job. Nobody's hiring in this economy. Everyone wants to complain, but I have an important life-changing message for those who do. Get it together and have your rich dad hook you up with a job at his company. Harsh truth number one. Everyone needs to stop making excuses about how hard it is to find a job and just go get a job at their dad's dog food company. Harness the power
radio station.
Of your dad.
Yeah.
Which brings me to harsh truth number two. You can't just expect your dad to give you a job. A great resume always stands out. Make sure to write your name on it so the lady in HR realizes that your dad is her boss.
Yes.
Thank you.
So true. This is all good advice.
This is so far-fetched. Nobody does that.
Nobody does that. You know, that is something, but you know, that's been going on for years. People, I mean, the son-in-law, they always
nepotism,
get...
Nepotism, right?
Yeah, it's happened for, I mean, everybody... Where you know, everyone starts the family business, right. Somebody gets a job. This always happens.
You're a traditionalist.
Yeah. That's what it's all about, buddy. Well, now that you have a kid, yeah, it's going to be a whole different story.
He?
Yeah. I said, now that you have a kid, it's going to be a whole different story.
They said he's going to be a whole different story.
No. No, it's going to be a whole different story.
Well, she already, I swung by the station yesterday, you know, with little baby Tatum.
Oh, really?
And she's already getting practice on your microphone there, BJ.
Oh. Oh, she looks adorable. Yeah. You know, I actually don't like people touching my stuff, but I will make that exception.
And she just puked on it. It was not a big deal.
Ah,
it
was just a
spit up.
Yeah, I mean, look, so am I. I mean, what the hell? We're both that age.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, it won't be long before I'm doing exactly the same thing she's doing.
Yeah. She just passed out.
Yeah, she's done. Like... She is so like you. I mean, honestly, sleeping at the radio station, that's exactly what you do.
I don't sleep on the air. Yet.
Not yet. It is nuts how people go crazy for a baby. I almost felt like renting one just so I could get people to talk to me.
A baby?
Yeah. They should have that service. If you're socially awkward and don't like to talk to people, or rent a baby.
Rent a baby.
People will talk to you if you got a baby.
Yeah. It definitely is. I think it just makes people feel like whoever you're talking to, like their guard is down and they're a nicer person. They're holding a child.
Yeah.
Just dress up Sarah as a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work.
Or me, I'm bald, so you that know, works. I mean, just carry me around.
You do sleep a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a rule.
Yeah. You do everything.
I fart.
Yeah. You'd be the perfect baby. Yeah. If I could just find a way to carry you. That'd be a little awkward.
You get one of those swaddle thingies that you
the swaddle thingies.
That's it. The baby Bjorns.
The baby Bjorns, yeah. Just have it like hooked up to
That's perfect.
You.
That would be amazing because, Steve, you're taller than him. You'd be put in the baby Bjorn, but you'd be carrying him.
Yeah, that would be great. You don't really have to carry me, so it's good on your back. We'll just be connected, but I'll walk with you.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
It's like a terrible human centipede.
It would be weird when you have to feed me.
Yeah, that would be weird. Well, that's okay. I'll get Danny to breastfeed you.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. This is a wild story. A 76-year-old woman in Manhattan fell out of a 7th-story window on Friday, and you think, okay, well, she's done. But luckily, she survived after landing on a pallet of fresh fruit.
Sounds like something out of a cartoon.
It really does.
Well, now we know. It works.
She lived. I mean, she's got two broken hips, some cracked ribs. Oh, that's not good. But it's a miracle, man. One of her neighbors heard it and said, man, it was terrifying. He also says she'd been having balance issues after a recent operation.
What a stroke of luck that there was something under her to break her fall, and she survived. It's incredible, really.
That's great. I'm glad she's okay.
I was putting a couple of dishes away, and I heard the crash, and I went out on the terrace, and I looked down, and she was on the sidewalk. It was terrifying. She just had spinal fusion in October, and she just recovered from that. She was a fall risk, and she had balance issues.
Man. Severe fall risk. She fell 7 Dude, I'm looking at this and it's, I mean, it's a lot of fruit, but like I just expected even a bigger amount of fruit that would cradle this fall. It's insane that she's still alive.
It's nuts. And if I've got balance issues, I think I got to move to the bottom floor. You know what I mean?
How did she fall out?
Dude, people fall a lot if you got balance issues. I mean, maybe she's leaning out the window or looking out the window and then all of a sudden gets all tipsy. And
like you said, if you have balance issues, I would stay away from open things that maybe I could fall out of.
I agree with you on that one. I mean, not unless she, I mean, they don't give us enough information. I don't know if she leaned out the window, if she fell through the window. I mean, but, you know, geez, I'll tell you, man, it's no joke when you can't stand up.
Could you imagine if you were just walking around and all of a sudden just a human being flies from the ground? From the sky, just looking like all of a sudden this woman just lands in a bunch of fruit.
Yeah, dude, that's trippy. Man, that is the most, fortuitous placement of fruit. I'll, you know what? I mean, I'll never complain about seeing a bunch of stuff in my in the sidewalk anymore because it might break my fall.
And you gotta love the expert, the top notch reporting by the Daily News writes: fruit and vegetables are good for you. That's the first line of the story.
they are awesome.
It says boxes filled with carrots, onions, pears, and limes cushion the fall of a 76-year-old woman.
They literally are good for you. I mean, for her, they saved her life.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So yeah, 76-year-old woman fell seven stories and in a stroke of luck landed on a pallet of fresh fruit and survived. So you know what? That is a great stroke of luck story, and we would like to hear from you. What is your stroke of luck story? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Chris in Seattle. Chris, you are on the Rock.
DJ Shay!
Who cares?
What's up, buddy? What's your stroke of luck story?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning,
so,
man.
So, this story made me remember a camping trip from when I was younger. So, you know, we always usually try to go somewhere every year as a family and have all the kids. So, this one particular year, we went up to Baker Lake. So, you know, as we start getting bored, we're looking for things to kind of spice up the camping trip a little bit and show off. So I have the bright idea. I'm like, hey, guys, let's go make a rope swing so we could go out and jump in the lake.
That's good.
So, of course, everybody's on board. So we find this spot. You know, you got to swing, you know, about 10 feet out before you can jump in. And, you know, granted, it was kind of a sketchy situation. You know, they're going to make the youngest go first, which that's my part. So I get up there, you know, I hit the rope swing, I land in the lake, everybody's cheering, everybody wants a turn. So my brother-in-law, wanting to prove something to all of us boys, is like, oh, yeah, I'm next, man, I'm going to land this thing. So he climbs up there, gets ready, he's looking a little scared. So we're encouraging him and egging him on, trying to get him to jump off this platform that we made with a couple branches. Like I said, it was a little sketchy. So what ended up happening is he lost his balance, right, and started swinging out.
Oh, boy.
Well, in a panic, he grabbed onto the rope to start swinging because he definitely doesn't want to hit the ground. Well, the problem with that is he didn't grab high enough on the rope. So as he's swinging towards the lake, his feet hit the ground, right?
Is that a stroke of luck in this story at all? Because it doesn't sound like anybody's very lucky at this point.
I feel like I'm having a stroke while I'm listening to this.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So what happened was...
we'll never know what happened.
Oh, man. I was just getting into it, BJ. That was really rude of you.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a great call screening, by the way.
How about this one? When I was 11, I was on the roof of a two-story home. They were barely building. I fell, but luckily, I landed on a pile of sand from Marco.
Oh, that's a stroke. See, now that's a stroke of luck story.
And it only took a sentence to answer it.
Yeah, Rev, what was it? Was there a stroke of luck in that dude's story about the rope swing?
I don't remember anymore. I've talked to a bunch of other people since then.
That's very true.
And I told him to get right to the point.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Seems like that one.
No, it did not do a good job. We're going to go to Jason and Tequila. See if
Jason...
Like
it's like, F me, gong this guy.
Yeah. Well, it turns out he got gonged. You know what? I guess people were thinking the same thing. Got to get to your point, my friends. Just tell us the story. Let's go to Jason and Tequila. Jason, you're on the Rock.
DJ Shay!
Who cares? All right, what you got for us, buddy?
When I was 15 back in 1994, good friend of mine and I had left early to go to school. We were going to get some weed on the way to school.
Nice.
And we had left before the roads had melted. We were driving on the road. He was driving. I was passenger. And he lost control of the vehicle over in eastern Washington, up in Menasash Canyon. And we ended up going off a 40-foot embankment and landed upside down in a frozen creek in the middle of winter. And at the very last moment before going off the cliff, and I was in the passenger seat, I yanked the emergency brake. Well, in our tumble, because neither of us were wearing seat belts, my best friend ended up getting the emergency brake up his keister.
Oh,
now,
no, he didn't.
Of luck
oh, no, he didn't.
Neither of us ended up with any serious injuries out of it besides scraped lips and bumped heads.
What about the emergency breakup?
And the stroke of luck was his friend found a new fetish. It's crazy.
Oh, that's the stroke of luck.
He walked a little funny for a few weeks,
yeah.
And he did not like to tell that story. Unfortunately, the gentleman has passed at this point. He ended up taking his own life. But,
oh, damn. Okay, that is not a stroke of luck at all, then. So you're saying the stroke of luck was that you both survived, but it turns out... Aye.
The stroke of luck was that we both survived that, and he ended up taking his own life after wrecking his motorcycle on I-5 and having a severe brain injury.
Oh, man. Oh, sorry man. To hear that.
Yeah, we're very sorry to hear that. I appreciate the call, Jason. Is it possible that Rev can put on a collar?
Dude, he didn't tell me anything like that.
Is it possible he could be? Can you screen a collar? I mean,
what am I
going
to have to get into the history of all these people while I'm trying to get them on?
On a special episode of
Pete Migs,
this is one topic of the day.
It's supposed to be stroke of luck, not, oh, and by the way, something tragic happened. He's still alive, but I really don't feel like going on. My God, what's the next caller going
to
say?
I don't even know anymore.
I'm excited to find out.
All right, let's go to Tyler. Tyler in Port Townsend, you are on the Rock.
Yeah, hey, so my stroke of luck, I was...
Wait, first off, did anybody die in this stroke of luck story?
Yeah, that's a good question.
No, nobody
all right,
died.
Good. Continue.
Okay, did anybody get violated by any orifice? Or
no.
Okay, good. All right, so far we're starting off on the right track. All right, Tyler, yeah. What you got?
Okay, so me and a bunch of my buddies were down a dirt road smoking a bunch of weed in my car, and we hotboxed the crap out of it.
All right.
Like, it was white wall smoke, and we look in the rear view, and there's a police officer coming down the road. So we unroll all the windows, and it's just pluming everywhere. He tells us to stop, comes up to the car, and chews us out for, like, maybe 20 minutes about how he could rip my car apart and get a cop dog out there. And for no reason at all, he just gets back in his car, moves out of the way, and lets us go.
Wow.
You probably got a booty call.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Everything with you is a booty call.
Well, what else would make him not want to do
it? Well, if it was Steve the cop, yes. It could have been an emergency. Yeah. Could have been anything, but you're like, oh, no, the cop must have had a booty call, so he'd let me off.
Seems like
you know what? That's a stroke of luck, Tyler. And that's a stroke of luck.
Yes.
That's what thank that God. Is. That, thank God, is that one.
My favorite stroke of luck thing was when, remember when that giant pipe someone kicked off? In the freeway, and it flew at my car, and it went through the windshield.
Yes.
And luckily, I didn't get hurt. That's not the stroke of luck part. The stroke of luck part was that someone over at Cairo 7 saw my tweet about it, and then they turned it into a news story. And forever, I have this piece of audio from Steve Rabel talking about me on the news.
Thankfully, Migs was okay.
And that's all I care about.
That is cool. That's I forgot that Steve Rabel actually talked about you on the news.
That just made my day. They didn't say my first name, just went by Migs. And I thought that was the funniest thing.
Thankfully, Migs was okay.
That is awesome. You know what, dude? You've been immortalized in a billboard, at the Puyallup Mall, South Hill Mall, and you have got him talking about you. Your life is complete.
Well, my parents are in town. They checked in at their hotel. The guy checking them in saw their last name, which is my last name. I know it's a surprise when your parents share the same last name.
Okay.
And he's like, wait, and then they realize that I'm their son. And the first thing the guy says, like, that's amazing. Did you know he has a sushi roll named after him? I never told my parents that. So like, what is going on? I'm like,
that's funny.
I was like, that's my boy Trapper, man. I can't.
Oh, yeah.
That's so funny that was the thing that the guy thought of.
Now they got to go have your role. Now that they know your famous role.
I don't think they're big sushi people, but we might have to force it down them.
What? It's just, you'll eat this because it's mine.
It's yours too.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's our role.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.